Do you want to transform your website homepage into a magnet for your ideal reader? If you want to convert your readers into ready-to-buy clients or customers, your homepage has to be strategically mapped out to direct your audience to their next move, kind of like a roadmap. And if you're second-guessing your website copy or even the layout of your homepage on your website, especially if you're a DIYer, you might be wondering if your site and copy has what it takes to convert your ideal client. So here's a little rule of thumb. If you've tested your copy and layout for a period of time and you know from your analytics that you have people visiting and they aren't sticking around, your copy is not connecting, or your layout is enough for them to say, see ya. So I'm covering the five things that make a winning landing page. More specifically, the homepage, but you can apply the same strategy to any landing page on your website. And I'm talking about site structure, minimal page design, copywriting that connects with your ideal client, CTAs, and giving your copywriting personality. Let's jump in. Welcome to the Simple Content Marketing for Mompreneurs podcast. Do you want to grow your online business using organic marketing without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed with SEO? Do you find yourself going down a rabbit hole on Google searching for things like what's SEO, SEO for dummies, or how to find the right keywords? I totally get it. Hey, I'm Katie, wife, blessed mom to two of the funniest kiddos, Jesus lover, tech nerd, and a content marketing coach. I struggled to grow my online business avoiding SEO and optimizing my content because I thought it was way too intimidating. I thought that you needed a team of marketing experts and had to be an SEO guru to be good at SEO. Until I learned that SEO and keyword strategy is not as complicated as it seems. And optimizing content for effective marketing and organic growth only takes maybe an hour or two a week. So totally simple. So grab some pen and paper, reheat that coffee, and let's grow your business together with simple SEO keywords and content strategy, along with some Holy Spirit and scripture-based encouragement. Did you know that I have a free community of entrepreneurs who want to grow their visibility and website traffic using SEO and keywords, aka organic marketing? In the group, we have daily prompts, Q&As, and live trainings in the group to teach you how to optimize your content and website copywriting effectively. We also have weekly accountability and support threads, and I'd love for you to join and be part of the community, and you can request to join at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. My first homepage was a complete disaster. I had my menu at the top, like most websites do, and it was several pages of nothing. And I had links all throughout my homepage of all of those pages. There was no white space at all. And of course, my design skills at the time were extremely terrible. So people visiting my site were probably thinking that it looked like a big giant blob on the screen. I'm not saying I damaged anyone's eyesight, but I'm saying it's possible. One of the things that's bothered me though is if you have a website and you're offering services of some sort and you have a magazine layout to display your blog posts, your blog posts are not a critical element to include on your homepage. Your services are. That's what the blog button is in the menu for. Or having a section for your opt-in or contact me. Your contact me section can hang out in the footer section and in the menu at the top. It does not earn a spot on your homepage. In a word for anyone eyeballing affiliate ads, if you are offering services or products, it is not necessary to rely on another source of income like ads. And I mean like using Google AdSense or Mediavine or ads like that. These ads are a huge distraction and speed resource heavy. Not only that, if your goal is to sell your services or products or whatever it is that you're selling, this is going to distract your traffic and you might even lose money by utilizing ads. And if you're not losing money because of visitors being distracted by the ads, you're going to lose money because the visitors don't want to wait for the extra time it takes for a page to load that has ads on it. It's extremely annoying. The home page should be created like a roadmap. It's kind of like a dinner menu, and each section is like an appetizer. You're directing your reader to the most important pages, and that means your services or whatever it is that you're offering. So to reach and connect with your ideal client personally, you have to have copywriting that connects with your ideal client. And if you're BFs with your ideal client, this should be rather simple to do. So if you're wondering, well, how do I get my copy to connect with my audience? You have to get to know your ideal client, which is why you use market research. You don't want to bombard your homepage with all the bells and whistles. And if you overcrowd your homepage, people are going to bounce, literally. And we don't want that. As soon as your page loads, we want them to feel at home. And giving people too many choices is instantly overwhelming. So you want to make the choices as minimal and as easy as possible. So the first thing everyone should see as soon as your page loads is what you do. If the first section of your website does not answer that question, you need to fix that. Your site layout and copy should include 5 things. It should connect, attract, relate, engage, and convert. So here are 5 ways to make a great landing page that converts your potential client into a ready-to-buy client. So 1 is site structure and layout. So have you ever been to a website and when you landed there, you instantly thought, wow, this is such a gorgeous website. I must know this person. And then after you notice the layout, you read the copy to find out more about them and what they offer. My point is, the first thing that you noticed as the page loaded was the design. It was not the copy. The design and layout is the first thing people notice before even reading anything on the screen. If the design does not capture, it is not likely that the reader is going to stick around long enough to read. Even if it's a very simple and minimal design, if it is too distracting or busy, the copy won't even have a chance to capture and connect. You want to keep your sections on your homepage to a minimum. The goal is quality, not quantity. Another way to look at it is to refer to the sections as teaser or intro sections. The homepage should be in the correct order. And yes, it matters how you arrange your homepage. And we'll get to that in just a second. So the homepage should include the intro section, the hook section, a short about you section, testimonials, a main service or offer or product, whatever it is that you're offering. And in the main fold of the page at the top underneath the menu, you should have an H1 and a little bit of text. And the H1 is the title, and it's the transformation, the solution that your ideal client is looking for. And then under that, you would have a body of text, which is a short what you do and for who. And the next section should be a hook. So it would be the 1 struggle about your ideal client, what they're struggling with, and a short description of what you do and the solution with a CTA. And then you have a very brief about you section. And the whole reason why you want to make these sections brief is to tease the main thing, especially for the sales or services or products pages. You want to be very careful about going into too much detail on the homepage with anything. And that's why CTAs are so important, because they redirect the reader to the main thing and they can learn more about what you offer in more detail on that specific page. That copy for that specific page is what's going to turn them into a buyer. The homepage serves as a way to spark curiosity. And the page where you are redirecting the reader is to turn them into a buyer. So after your brief about you section should be testimonials, then your offer or service or product, whatever it is that you're offering, with a CTA button to the main thing. Let your sales copy do its job. Don't sell on the homepage. Showcase. Number two is clean and minimal design. So first impressions are everything. If you're having a somewhat new friend over, or maybe even a relative or a friend that you've known for a long time, to your house, you'd want to make sure it's clean, right? You don't want people thinking that you're a slob. And visual matters so much, if not more than copy does. So subheadings, so you want to add subheadings to break up the smaller pieces of text, and color sections to break up the white. So white space is your friend, but so is color, and you want to have the right amount of both. And use photos that reflect the energy or theme of your design. And I will say that if you know that design is not something that you're good with and you're trying to DIY it, don't DIY it. You want to invest in a really good web designer. Number three is compelling copy that connects to your ideal client. If your copy isn't speaking directly to your ideal client's struggles and desires, it's just text on a screen. Your copy serves a purpose by coming through the screen and connecting with the person reading it. It's got to have what I call the crystal ball effect. You aren't writing a novel on the homepage, so this should take the pressure off. You are reaching your audience with very few words. You want to keep it short and sweet. The goal is to give a little in every section and as few words as possible with a CTA to want your ideal client to know more. You are speaking to pain points and desired solutions. If you know your ideal client like a BF, the hard part is done. That's why market research is so critically important for copywriting, and it gives you all the data that you need to know to use in your copy to connect with your ideal client. Copywriting is not about you, it's about your ideal client. So don't forget about the keywords, because just because it's a landing page does not mean that SEO isn't important or it's not involved, because it is. Number four is CTAs, which I call it the tell them factor. So CTAs are taking your ideal reader to the main course. The section has to be curious enough, like an appetizer, which is the section, enough to want to click to know more about the thing that you're wanting them to read, to know more about. Almost every section of your website should have a CTA button to direct somewhere strategically, not just anywhere. Each section of the homepage should also be created to redirect to the bigger picture, so your main offer or service. So if you have a section that is not redirecting to a critical page on your website to convert your audience into a client, an email lister, or a customer, that section needs to go. It's not serving any purpose, but just being a placeholder. And number five, the only you flair to your copy. So this is what makes your copy unique. It's what makes it stand out. This is probably the most difficult thing that a lot of people struggle with, and it's adding your personality to your copywriting. When someone reads your copy, they should be able to hear, essentially, your tone through your copy when they read it. And that's what separates copywriting from just reading text on a screen. You don't want your copy to sound bland and boring like everyone else's. Giving your copy your only you flair will help your reader connect with you more and liven your copy. Copywriting has to have your personal emotion. And if it helps, you can record yourself and transcribe it as you listen to it. And a few things to think about inside of your copywriting is how would you greet people? What are some typical you phrases that you would use regularly? And what is your natural personality? You want to remember to keep things short and to the point, and always make sure to check your copywriting for fluffiness. There is always somewhere that you can delete words that are not necessary to be there to make it skimmable. Copy doesn't need to be formal writing. Speak from your heart, be authentic, and show up being who you truly are. So to recap, Number one is site structure and layout. Number two is keep the design minimal. Number three is focus on writing copy that connects with your ideal client by using pain points and desired outcomes. Number four is using CTAs in every section that redirects the reader to the main page of the offer. And number five is infusing your flair into your copy to make it unique and stand out. I hope these tips are helpful for you to create a winning landing page. Thanks for hanging with me today, and I will meet you back here next week. Friend, I hope you were inspired by today's episode and can apply these simple, tangible tips to your content strategy. If it did, can you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that might also want to take advantage of SEO and organic marketing? It would also bless this podcast if you took a minute to leave a review over in Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know if this podcast is helping you and also helps more like-minded mompreneurs who want to grow their business organically find this podcast too. If you haven't yet, you should join my Facebook community where we support, encourage, and hang out. You can find the link below in the show notes. For more free content and coaching, you can find that on my website, The Content Marketing Mompreneur. Talk next time.